This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, cranking it up here on the radio syndicated version of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Once again, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. We launch our broadcast week here on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can hear it obviously on radio, but you can also hear it all over the web. Many different podcast sites pick it up through the RSS feed, and of course we have a visual running through the various video feeds as well. Celia Farber is sticking around for hour two. This is just such a bonus. You can't imagine how thrilled I am that you would take the time to do this with us, Celia. Thank you so, so much.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure.
Now, we covered a lot of ground, a lot of territory, a lot of history as well in hour one. And I think we can go further with our discussion, building on the psychological operation of fear, how fear makes us vulnerable from within to be programmed to do things that are not in our best interest, that would even bring harm or worse, if you could say that, to us and our family and children. And you've seen it for years of writing on many different subjects in the pharmaceutical slash medical and germ theory world. We did address some of the germ theory versus what I call the law of the terrain. Others say call it the terrain theory. You brought up Thomas Cowan, Dr. Kaufman, and others. I've had Dr. Cowan on one of the most popular interviews of 2020 when we covered this. It's still, for some, I recognize a bridge too far to consider that germs aren't the cause of disease, that they're actually the result, if anything, the result of a imbalanced, intoxicated, and deficient terrain, corrupted via, certainly if I speak physically, corrupted by toxic poisons of the man-made variety. I've talked against the use of additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, GMOs, heavy metals, and plasticizers for years. But also the resultant deficiencies in the minerals that we're made of in the physical sense, our physical bodies, to run metabolically correct. Deficiencies in minerals, any one mineral, can result in disastrous disease diagnoses that they will blame on germs, which I call opportunistic because they're already in us. We don't have to catch them. And one more thing I'll say, Celia, before I turn it over to you, I'll take a break and I'll come back in an hour, right? I just want to hear you talk. Is that if the germ theory were accurate, if it were actually valid, there would be no explanation for a human and animal life. And there would be no one alive to discover it and promote its ideas or agendas of be afraid, be very afraid of the germ, because we have more germs, quote unquote, in us than we have mammalian cells that make up our body. And so we should all be dead. There's no explanation for life based on the germ theory. That is, the germ causes disease. The mere presence of a contact with it results in infection and perhaps even death, which is what they're trying to teach our children in the era of COVID crazy. So with that, Celia, I'm joking. I'm turning this whole show over to you. I would, but it's a conversation. So add or subtract anything I've opened with an hour or two.
No, wow. There's so much in what you just said. You know, before the show started, I said, okay, well, let me get the latest fear-mongering statistics for what they're worth, which is nothing. So there's something called worldometers.info, and I saw that since Joe Biden was inaugurated, so let's wind back. They said that Donald Trump, holy politicization of of so-called science and medicine, right? But 400,000, I mean, there were literally dozens, maybe more, of newspaper headlines, network TV, cable TV, ringing this gong, 400,000 dead. The entire inauguration ritualism was based on it. The flags representing all the people who couldn't be there because of COVID, but also representing those who had died, and they lit up the Empire State Building in red. And, you know, you and I, it's like deja vu, right? We've been through this over and over. And I'm wondering, where are all the people going, wait a second, you people lit up the Empire State Building, you did all this stuff with HIV and AIDS. So first of all, where did that go? Are people, because I don't think they can terrorize people with two fake virus psyops at once. So this is a piece I think I'm gonna
get
into.
They have to focus on, you're right, they have to focus on one. They cannot allow for an attention drift into something else. It diminishes the other, and they need it all
right in.
You talked about this
right in
hour one, that they might have...
characteristic, like, they're so... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but it just came to me. So that AIDS was... Do you remember? It soaked and absorbed everything into it. Everything was AIDS. Everything was HIV. And I crossed Africa in the early 90s with my two friends and colleagues, Joan Shenton and Dr. Harvey Bialy, and we went from West Central to East Africa over a period of a month. And
wow.
We said, "What? Show us AIDS. Show us AIDS." We hear back in the West that AIDS is, you know, everybody's dying of AIDS. And they would say, oh, yeah, it's terrible. And we went around the hospitals, and they showed us TB, and they showed us malaria, and they showed us TB, and they showed us malaria. And we said, so what makes this an AIDS case? Oh, we just call everything AIDS here. That's where, and they were open.
No test required.
That's where the money is. You know, that's where the money was. And we'd see these CDC vans. But, like, it takes a really long time to put this thing together in terms of globalist operations, economic restructuring and warfare plans. The big mistake I think that we all made, we were sort of like this earnest band of dissenters and dissidents coming at it. This isn't true and that isn't true. But we didn't understand that it wasn't supposed to be true and it didn't need to be true. It was all black economics, right? It was economic warfare. I'm sure you're familiar with the works of, like, Catherine Austin Fitz. And
right. In
a way, when people say, what about COVID? What about the virus? I almost just want to say, okay, first, go listen to Catherine Austin Fitz.
It's never been about the virus in reality. It's not about health. It's about economic domination on a global scale. As I said, globalism.
Economic domination with virus as weapon, Trojan horse.
It's the oil for the machinery
alibi.
Of what they've attempted to do for perhaps arguably centuries. You know, one world
it's
government, how would it happen?
The only thing they can pull out, and look how successful it was. I said earlier that it's also the opposite of successful, but to the extent it has been successful, it has to be, as you said, something you can't see, hence can't prove. And it's so malevolent to frighten people with something they can't see, they can't prove, they can't disprove. And to watch otherwise rational people, you know, walk around and ducking and leaping off the sidewalk and the whole elbows thing and people not letting their own children into their homes, not just for Thanksgiving or Christmas, but pretty much ever. I have friends who haven't stepped inside their parents' homes in the last year. To see this kind of thing, it's just, it's incredible. Like, how can people be so programmable still with all of the psyops and lies and bankrupt media? Well, I was going to say theories, but really psyops. I'm sorry. I say the word psyops too much.
Yes.
It's my new.
Well, and I keep coming back to the same place that helped you to survive the onslaught, and that is our spiritual origin point, our divinity. And of course, by causing us to fear one another and divide us, it divides us from our ability to come together and praise and worship and uplift one another, love one another, hug, you know, the things that are, you know, a necessary part of life and health and vitality. And COVID, or the PSYOP called COVID, has sought to destroy everything that brings you joy in life, that makes life meaningful.
I want to tell you a little story. Just last night, I was on YouTube, and you know, YouTube will just give you a video, and you're like, oh, I'm gonna, and you click on that. So it was a video about a very famous story at the time. I think it happened about 15 years ago. There were twins born premature, and one of them was thriving, two girls, and one of them was not thriving, and she was, they had given up on her. They said, you know, she was dying. And there was this heroic nurse, because the little girl was already, everybody had given up on her on the neonatal unit, and I doubt she could do this kind of thing in today's, you know, climate of, you just don't see this kind of thing so much. But back then, a nurse could make a kind of humanistic decision and try something, and so she did. And what she did was she took the little one who wasn't thriving and put her in the same incubator with her sister. And they held on to each other. And there's a very iconic photo where the one little baby has her arm around her sister. And lo and behold, the one who was dying started coming back, and her color returned. And this changed neonatal medicine. And they realized, oh, gee whiz, touch and being touch. Together and touch, and not just touch, but no doubt, what's the opposite of, you know, of anxiety? Like, imagine how much anxiety these two little babies had. And then just to be together, it's like, oh, comfort. We're going to make it. We're going to be okay. Yeah. You know, that's the life force. And for Stella Emanuel, I love her. I'm sure you do too, Dr. Stella.
Oh, yeah, we got two of our shows banned just for talking about her and playing some of her clips.
I love Stella Emanuel, and she said something so simple in her very first talk at the frontline doctors when they were out in front of the Supreme Court way back in the late summer, whenever that was.
Mm-hmm.
She said that when the patients come in and they've been, of course, terrorized by the media, and they're hyperventilating, they're having anxiety attacks, and they're convinced they're about to die of COVID. And she says to them, you're going to be fine. And I could just feel, like imagine being there in that room with them. And it's like, you just know that those people were fine. They were
yes.
fine. Before she said, hey. I didn't lose anybody.
Right. But hold on that thought. Hey, y'all, we're all going to be fine. We're all going to be fine. But we have to take a break, and we'll be back with Celia Farber right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So, y'all are fine, aren't you? I told you. That message from Stella Emanuel as a physician to her patients that came to her in desperate straits, despair, fear, or am I going to die? Suddenly, that affirmation, such a life-changing moment as you can feel it palpably. And, of course, they pilloried this woman. They just tried to smear her every which way they could. And I've been to West Africa twice, and I met with the doctors there many years ago as a homeopath as well, and it was kind of like a church trip too, and just had a wonderful time interacting with the doctors. And I remember so much when they would look to me, this guy from America, white guy from America. I'm like, you know what? I don't really have anything to tell you except save the medicine of your ancestors. Go back in the bush and don't let them destroy it, and you should throw the medicine of the white man out. I mean, I don't mean to make it a racial issue. I joke about it. But I said, look, we've made some advances, but we've really destroyed and polluted our bodies to such a degree that we're creating the very diseases that they say they want to cure. And I said, you already have all the answers. And it was like, I don't think they'd ever heard a Westerner from America come in and say, you guys have the answers. I want to learn from you. It was like one of those moments. And I saw with Stella Emanuel, some of that, my experience with the doctors, the culture of Africa coming here. Also, she's a physician too. And I thought, man, that's it. You've got a spirit that is indomitable, that can't be swayed. And she is so strong and powerful in her beliefs that she's not going to be dissuaded from them. And I thought, we need more of that.
Absolutely. And I'm fascinated by the president of Tanzania, John Magufuli, and he made the headlines many months ago, I'm just astounded that I don't know how it happened or how it came to pass, but as I'm sure you know, he tested various items for
so-called COVID with the PCR test, including a goat and a pawpaw. That's a kind of fruit resembling a, right? And now we have empty cotton swabs. We have a glass of water. We have a glass of Coke from Belgium. All these things. Yeah. The Netherlands. All these things have tested positive for COVID. I mean, it's a joke. All of it, meaning.
Well, and as we get banned every time we. Time we get, banned by YouTube because we disagree with the WHO, a week later the WHO changes its tune and agrees with me, right? Or you about PCR, as we've been talking about it from the beginning, because we had so much experience with it. You have interacted and interviewed Kerry Mullis over the years as well, the inventor of PCR, and now they acknowledge, you know, only after Trump was taken away, that, oh yeah, that PCR, that count you guys were talking about, yeah, maybe it's a little high, it's not reliable, maybe we don't have the ability to determine viable replicating viruses, and on it goes.
They lowered the cycle threshold. It's just incredible. Oh, yeah. And Fauci said it, of course, famously in that clip many months ago. Anything over 35 PCR cycle threshold is just dead nucleotides, not an infection. So I'm getting bullish. I hope you are, too.
Mm-hmm.
So much of what we were told we were crazy, it's like we're right. We're just right.
Yeah. Not that we needed the validation, but it's okay. We'll take it.
Well, I feel like, especially in the early years, but for many, many, many years, I always went back and forth, and I tried to square everything. Like, hang on a minute. Who am I, and what do I know, and how could I be right, or the people I'm interviewing, versus this massive system and juggernaut, and that's the hardest thing of all, is to entertain the possibility that the whole, because people would say, what about, are they all wrong, or do you think doctors are trying to kill people? It's way more complex than that, but it mm-hmm. has to do with the rigging of the entire system.
Yeah.
So that journalists, before they even dream about working anywhere, they've already rooted all this stuff out of them. Those schools that they're going to, they're funded by pharmaceutical biotech companies, globalists, or operations and organizations. So it's just this sealed in system where all parts feed the other parts, and all the journalists are already prepared and brainwashed what it means to be a responsible journalist.
They're programmed
to take globalist lines
pretty quickly.
Yeah.
They learn what they can't cover, can't write about, or else they're out of a job. And I've covered and interviewed many of those people. One of my most memorable interviews I had was Gary Matsumoto. His book Vaccine A came out about Gulf War illness, and the suspect in the anthrax vaccine may have been squalene, and suddenly he was out of a job. He couldn't find work anywhere in journalism, and he was at the highest level of reporting for mainstream media. We'll be right back. More of Celia Farber. A great discussion today. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Tony Marusha reporting. U.S. President Joe Biden will act methodically in deciding how to respond to Saudi Arabia over oil output cuts, but options include changes to U.S. security assistance, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said on Sunday. Sullivan said no changes to the U.S.-Saudi relationship were imminent as Biden reevaluates it. Israeli soldier shot a Palestinian during a clash in the occupied West Bank, and he later died of his wounds, Palestinian health officials said on Sunday. One Palestinian who was shot later died. Three others were wounded. And it's up to the Chinese people to resolve the Taiwan issue, and China will never renounce the right to use force, but will strive for a peaceful resolution, President Xi Jinping said on Sunday at the opening of a major party meeting. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Way supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Way and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're just joining us, we spent the last hour and a half approximately on radio time talking about the COVID psychological operations, shortened to PSYOPs, and many different factors surrounding the concerns we have, the experiences we've had, the revelations by investigation, like Celia Farber does so well, and the article that we got started on today from UncoverDC.com. It's linked up in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. There's another article Celia's just brought to my attention through Voice of America, and it kind of relates to what we talked about last hour. They're trying to paint blood on your hands kind of scenario with Trump. 400,000 dead, and we dispute, of course, the number. That's this article talks about it. But what does this new article at Voice of America say in the first month or so, or less than, of the Biden administration?
It says, the headline is, Biden health official, colon, U.S. to surpass 500,000 COVID deaths in February. I'll read just the opening. The new head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention predicted Wednesday that the COVID-19 death toll in the United States would surpass 500,000 by February 20th. One graph further down, President Joe Biden has promised to regularly deliver science-based facts to a public that is increasingly frustrated over the slow pace of the distribution of it's like literally, I mean, have they no shame to not even reference? A week ago, we were telling you all that Donald Trump had killed all these people. We've kind of shifted gears now. They're so shameless. It's unbelievable. It's like something is writing these articles that is not human. It's like AI. It's the perfect code for it's like lobotomized journalism, you know, where you don't reference anything, you're not fair about anything, you don't check anything. It's just pure political propaganda in every single word, and it's dull. And it's lifeless, and it's voiceless, and it's colorless, and it's just flogging, flogging, flogging. And I just think to myself, like, who are these people? Is this what they really want to do with their lives? To devote your life to journalism when you'll never write a single piece that it can be distinguished from any other piece? Like, how much do they pay them? It couldn't pay you or me. You couldn't pay us to write this dress.
But to your point, right? There are many people that have sold their soul, if you will. And in those cases, I think it's a sad, sad life. And it's usually covered up with many pharmaceutical or illicit street drugs. You know, these people are on just to get through life because it is depressing doing these things. And you talk about a VOA article quoting a Biden health official saying 100,000 dead in February. Okay, that's in just 1 month. And here they were. They just tatered Trump, or tried to, with 400,000 deaths in, you know, the year that he was dealing with this stuff, even though, again, we dispute the number. And I would encourage everybody to read the article that Celia has written and we've been talking about today. But no context, as you point out. And I said, you know, the disaster of our what I call government indoctrination system, which is, you know, public schools, is that they are teaching things devoid of cause and effect. And I remember, Celia, I'm a product of public school education in my era, in our era, we're about the same age, and I hated history. That's my most, I just hated history. I was like, you think I would be into it, but I hate it. And it was because it was only taught as a series of dates, times, and places. There was nothing connecting anything. All I had to do was rote memorization. This happened on this date, and why did it happen? Nope, not even enter into the discussion. So it wasn't until I finished university-level education that I began to investigate history on my own, and it became the most fascinating alive subject that I'd ever encountered, as others who had written on history in ways that connected events. How and why did this happen? Well, let's track back 10 years prior, and this set this up, and suddenly, oh my gosh, everything began to make sense. And of course, when I became a homeopath, I'd never heard the word homeopathy, and I'm 24 years of age. I'm like, how did this word get by me in America? And then come to find out my alma mater, Emory University, major medical research university in Atlanta, taught homeopathy on its medical school curriculum till 1949. How did that? I mean, on and on it goes. It's like, who wrote these history books, or who erased history? And then I encountered Harris Coulter and his books, Divided Legacy. You know, you can work out what those books are, so rife with history that has been erased and rewritten to eliminate anything but allopathic pharmaceutical sorcery as the dominant medicine forever, which it hasn't been until recently. So, I you bring this up as a journalist, is your goal and role is to dig deep, deep, deep and find out connections between facts, not just facts, but connections between them, and give meaning and purpose so people can see, how did this happen? And maybe we don't have to make the same stupid mistakes again, but if we're kept from cause and effect relationships, critical thinking not engaged, We become victimized of anybody who erased history and writes it to suit the agenda, which is, of course, germ theory, fear porn in the era of COVID crazy.
That's exactly right. Yeah, and the not having any context for anything, you know, like fear, as you were bringing up earlier, it's reasonable to be afraid of something that, like, let's say there's a storm coming in and could kill your cattle and you need to bring whatever, right? Like, I would say localized fears that have to do with your actual life are very important. But now we're in this era of it's abstract, it's global, it's sent down and imprinted and implanted by the media, and people are staring at these screens and they're not even looking at their backyard. What is in my environment? You know, like Farmer's Almanac, what should I be afraid of in my environment or be mindful of and protect myself? So all of those important fears, if you will, are disabled at the same time as these virtual fear systems are kicked in. And what happens to us then, what happens to us is we become fodder for the debt-based economic system. And I said earlier, I'm not good with numbers and God knows I'm not good with money or even thinking about money because it's so abstract. But what I do understand in my fumbling way, and I think this is very important, I came up with this. Actually, Liam was on a show with me on Gary Null's show the first time I was talking about this, and I said to Gary Null, HIV is, this is maybe 7 years ago or so, HIV was the first debt-based illness. And what I meant by that was, it was the first time that rather than you're sick when you present with symptoms, that's when you're sick. It goes into debt almost like a mortgage, like you're indebted to your illness to come through, I would say, the currency of your fear that's been implanted by the mass media. So you're in debt way before you're actually sick. And that's the financial model. Does that make sense? In other words, they can't really do anything with the financial economic restructuring unless you can get all of these people indebted to an illness potentially to come through surrogate markers, through baseless diagnostic testing. Because now you have all these people, they're not allowed to know that they're healthy, but they're checking themselves well. And the mindset is upon us. Like, well, like there's no such thing as healthy, right? Well, not I feel fine, but rather I got to get tested. I was tested. I'm going to get tested. So everybody's in perpetual chronic decontextualized free-floating fear, which is what drives the whole thing. But it's debt-based. And HIV was what started that whole insanity. Forget how you feel. Go get the test. Oh, my God, I'm going to die. And that's the sorcery, right?
Yes. So, it just occurs to me, you know, the ancient shamans of old, and this is giving shamans a bad name because they're often better than modern-day doctors, but the concept of the death stick, you know, when you had done something to offend the king or that they pointed it and boom, the belief in that death stick was enough to have you die in 3 days or, you know, and of course we talked about the scarlet letter, if you will, of AIDS, you know, suddenly you were branded as someone who was ill and had to be isolated. Of course, it evolved over time and they said, oh, you must be compassionate, but it was still an artificial construct. And as they reduced the toxicity of the drugs from AZT on out and people started living longer, it was like, look, we're doing bad. I mean, there's so much that's wrong with that. But that construct dominated, as I said, germ theory, pharmaceutical sorcery dominating the planet. And I've argued for those of us here in the United States where the show originates, in violation of the First Amendment to the Constitution, which, by the way, grants us no right of freedom of religion or freedom of speech, but it was designed to limit the government that would prohibit or somehow interfere with our freedom to speak, freedom to worship, etc. And we now have and have for a long time a state religion in violation of the First Amendment. It's not Christianity. It's not Judaism. It's not Islam. It's not anything else. It's pharmaceutical mysticism. And these priestcraft and that church, you know, with the Faucis of the world or others that make pronouncements, And in this case, through PCR, it's kind of like the HIV test. It's not valid. It's not standardized to even to this day. It's not approved. It's an emergency use authorization. And the developer of the test said it's not an appropriate test. And even the WHO now goes, well, there's some problems with the test. And as I said, we've been covering this for so many years now, decades, that it's not a surprise to us. But what perhaps is surprising is what you brought up in hour one, that it looks like a lot more people are waking up to these things we've seen for a long time.
Absolutely. I wrote that down. Pharmaceutical mysticism. That is so good. Thank you for that. Pharmaceutical mysticism. That's perfect. Yeah, I started to it was something I wanted to tell you a little while ago, and I went off on some other, I went to some other place, but here's what I wanted to tell you. I wrote down some numbers before we began this interview. And, so worldometers.info, it doesn't strike me at, you know, how there are all these like statistical websites now and you have no idea where they're from or who's funding them. But okay, so for what it's worth, worldometers.info, they had the number 446,445 U.S. deaths from COVID as of today. Recovered. Okay, actually, no, let me give you another number first. Cases, right, so PCR positive tests, which we know mean nothing, 26,462,158, and recovered 16,155,552.
All right. So stand by. Hold that. We got to get the numbers on the other side of the break. We're a hard break here. We're wrapping it up with Celia Farber. Oh, man, a great 2 hours to launch our broadcast week. Stick around. More links are up. We'll tell you about them after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, wrapping it up here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Celia Farber, special guest. It's so wonderful to have a return. And again, we're still just scratching the surface. We can go another 24 hours, but y'all need some rest to sleep, and we got to rest our voice occasionally, too. So, Celia, you were doing almost like a mathematical formulation talking about worlddominators.info or whatever, but can you review those numbers and where they're leading?
Yes. Okay, let me say it very simply. The way they ran the PSYOP was by always having a word and bright red flashing on the TV screen, cases in the United States. That meant PCR tests. So PCR tests, as we all now know, do not mean that anybody is infected with COVID or that they're going to develop COVID. But here is their own proof from worldometers.info. In the United States, 26 million... let's just call it 26.4 million cases, that is to say positive PCR tests. Okay, then we jump to deaths, 446,445 out of 26.4 million. But here's the really interesting number nobody ever talks about. Recovered. Last person I heard who was interested in this was Donald Trump. He was really obsessed with the recovered in the very beginning. You may remember that from the press conferences. Number of recovered. Of the cases, 26.4 million recovered, 16.1 million. What were those people doing? What was it about them that, and what, not one single media program about this. We're going to talk to some recovered people. Mm-hmm. We're going to try to find out what they were taking.
Oh, they pilloried Trump for pointing that out, for wanting to talk about, look all the people who are recovering. Because once you look at them, then you begin to ask questions.
Absolute crazy man for being interested in those who had recovered. In other words, it's like the ethos is if you say anything about how people can recover, anything about the human immune system, anything about vitamins, minerals.
The terrain, once again, the law of the terrain.
The word immune system without being called a Trumpian far-right conspiracy theorist. It's so far gone now, and I just feel like the situation we're in is unfathomable.
And no, it's
just
people have absolutely lost their way. And I, you know, look, I'm very recognizing our agency, our free agency, our free will to choose a path or not choose a path. So I'm not making judgments here other than to acknowledge that if we stray from our divinity, and this has been a theme of my show for years, and of course what we talked about with Celia today as well, we are subject to a corruption of our minds that lead us down a very dark path where we begin to worship false idols, i.e. doctors, the church, the priestcraft in that church that we've talked about. And I'm not saying doctors are evil or intentionally evil, but they're trained and programmed like we all are potentially trained and programmed. Where do we get our programming? And I've said this, you know, many times over the years, I get my marching orders from God, not government. And I know some people get scared by hearing that, but those that understand what I'm saying are going, yeah, exactly. Why would I believe the government when it tells me I'm a vector for disease and infection and death, and I should train my children to be afraid of everybody that they encounter and to be afraid that they might kill anybody they encounter by breathing? You can't tell me that's a righteous in any way, shape, or form teaching, or even one that's valid via science, biology, or anything, immunology, which you can't mention the immune system, as you said. So it becomes very clear to me as a litmus, and you brought this up, even from, a biblical perspective, there was a quote about fear, and then that pastor or that minister you were talking about as well, that if it's coming from this fear, it's not coming from God. It's of Satan or Lucifer. I need to come back thematically to that because this is a war on our spirituality, our spiritual origin point, our divinity.
Absolutely. I attended, not living in New York City at the moment, but my church in New York City is called Times Square Church. It's a big, pretty well-known church. And when our pastor first mentioned COVID at the very beginning of it, he started to make little jokes about it and about not, you know, the elbows and the chicken elbow thing. And I remember feeling very anxious. And, I thought, it's in here. And I could see that he was really struggling with it, and he was trying to joke it away. And then at the altar call, he said, he got a little more serious, and he said, we're not going to, normally we would shake hands, and he said, we're not going to do that. You can all kind of like social distance and the elbow thing or whatever. And everyone kind of stood there confused, and then we just, you know, walked out. And as I was walking out, it was the last time I hadn't been in the church since because they closed. It happened so quickly. And I remember thinking, I got to find him. I got to talk to him. I got to ask him if he understands who these people are, that these are the satanic, fake virus, globalist.
Celia, I apologize. We got to wrap up. We're so far over. Super Don's going to manage this, but my gosh, love you, appreciate you, and y'all share the show, re-listen. There's a lot here, but suffice it to say, when you recognize your divinity, you recognize also that the power to heal, even all of this, is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.